Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. Do you know where your defensive coordinator is? He's at the podium right now talking to the assembled local media, but it was time to go. Packers Daily, 5 o'clock Eastern. That's how we roll. I'm sure some of you are still watching the coordinator press conferences. Bisaccia has already been up. Halfley's up right now. And then the scintillating exchanges between the media and Adam Stenovich will be after Halfley. But it is time for you and I to discuss all things green and gold, because that's what we do here. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hope you're all having a great week. Thanks to everyone who tuned in to Packer Transplants last night. Always a good time talking with Corey. If you get the moment to get the chance, make sure you check out my conversation with Stephen Holder here on the channel. Went up about an hour ago. Stephen covers the Colts for ESPN. Got all the latest on a bunch of injury issues that the Colts are dealing with, especially on the defensive side of the ball. For the Packers, one addition to the injury report today, Quay Walker has been added with a groin injury. He was a limited participant at practice. And speaking of practice, once again, much like yesterday, everyone on the 53 practiced except for Jordan Love. Jordan Love was not in attendance. Matt LaFleur continues to fan the flames of Jordan Love being day-to-day, and they'll give him the week, and still possible he might play on Sunday. I don't think anyone is really buying that, but hey, crazier things have happened. I fully expect that to be nothing but gamesmanship. I'm sure that Malik Willis will undoubtedly get the start on Sunday in the home opener when the Packers take on the Colts. And one thing that should help the young quarterback, and he is still relatively young. He's been in the league now for a few years, but still a younger guy. One thing that should help him is Tucker Kraft and the tight end position in general, but Tucker Kraft in particular, mostly because Kraft is the kind of inline type who will be able to not only help in the run game and add as an extra blocker, both in the run game and in pass protection while working in line, but you could also see him utilized on some short yardage situations, even early downs, where he may give the look early in the play of blocking or double teaming the end and then releasing out into the flat or releasing out on maybe even a wheel route concept, giving Malik Willis a big moving target to hit, especially if it's out in the flat, and giving him a head of steam to build up and just get some easy yards early in the sequence, early in the drive, to keep him ahead of the sticks. No doubt that Willis will be given a pared down playbook / game plan. I got to think there will be plenty of opportunities for Tucker Kraft in this game, only because if you're the defensive coordinator for the Colts, and Steven mentioned this in my conversation with him, that a couple of guys in the locker room have already pretty much point blank said, yeah, we're stopping Josh Jacobs this week. You got to think that's going to be the focal point for the Colts throughout this game, to try and keep things in Malik Willis's hands. Well, one of the best friends a quarterback can have is an active tight end. And I think Tucker Kraft is going to be that guy. And that's not to say that Luke Musgrave won't be involved or couldn't be involved, but I do think because of the nature of this game, the fact that the Packers are at least going to have to try to run the football, that is Tucker Kraft's music. Especially playing in line, helping in the run game, but then also sprinkling in some things, some wrinkles with him in the passing game. I think, you know, obviously Josh Jacobs will be involved. Obviously, I think Jaden Reed will continue to be the spark plug on offense. But I do think Tucker Kraft is your security blanket big time against the Colts for Malik Willis. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody hanging out, mixing it up. Starting off with Rob, as a Carry the G Club member, thanks for the support, man. Now that Indy played all zone last week, will we see more man on Sunday? Thanks, Aaron and Cheesehead TV, for all the great Packer content year-round. Thanks for checking it out. I tend to doubt it, actually. They did play a ton of zone, and I think that will continue to be the case simply because they are hurting on the back end in particular, in the secondary. That was one of the things Steven and I talked about. They have not only lost one of their starting corners for the year coming out of that game, but Julian Blackman, who's undoubtedly their best safety and really the glue at the back end of the Colts defense, he has not practiced this week and might not even play on Sunday. I got to think if you're the Colts, you are, and they are a zone dominant team anyway. But even the wrinkles of, well, we want to play some man match here or there, I think that's going to be minimized due to the fact that you're not going to have a lot of guys on offer. They are perilously thin on the back end. So I suspect we'll still see a great deal of zone from the Colts. Ben, how are you, man? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you. Musgrave not starting well is my bad for getting his road jersey for my 40th couple months ago. Sorry about that. So it's your fault, Ben. Been sitting here trying to figure it out, but I'm glad you, you got us all squared away there. Daniel says, please don't let this be an Anthony Richardson coming out party. I mean, you kind of had that against the Texans. I mean, I know they didn't get the W, so it's hard to call it that. But, man, it's not like everybody in the NFL didn't watch him put on a show with his arm. I do not doubt for a moment he will be utilized in the running game as well as the passing game. They love his dual threat ability. But, yeah, the Packers are going to have to be on point. No question about it. John Simatovich, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is 10 pulling a Willis Reed? In addition, was the dumbest NFL rule the one that regulated crowd noise? Did the gold package support this? Go Pack Go. No, he's not pulling a Willis Reed. I think he's doing everything he can to get back out there, but I don't see that happening. And no, the gold package did not support anything. Matthew Clark, what's up? Got to lose one to finish 16-1. Go Pack Go. Phenomenal. I'm down. I am down with it. Brando, thanks for checking out the stream on X. Random Packer, Matt Snyder. That is truly random. Well done. Nick, how you doing, man? Thoughts on Emmanuel Wilson breaking out this week? I think it's going to be tough. I don't doubt for a moment that he'll get opportunities, but I think Josh is going to get more. And I also think the Colts are going to be gearing up to stop anybody coming out of that backfield, whether it's Josh Jacobs or Emmanuel Wilson. They want that run game shut down. They want the ball in Malik Willis's hands. They want to put the Packers in second and third and long. So, yeah, we'll see. Ben, thanks again, man. Do you think Williams sees the field this week? That's one of the things that Halfley was just asked about at his podium availability. Sure sounds like there's an opportunity to do so. I'd be shocked if it was a one-for-one switch with Bullard. I think we'll probably see a sprinkling of three safety looks where we get Williams, Bullard, and McKinney on the field at the same time. That is something we saw intermittently throughout camp, though that was more situational, most likely like end of game and some red zone stuff. Those were the kind of situations we saw that practiced in training camp. And I do think we might see a little bit of that throughout this Colts game, but I don't think they're taking Bullard off the field for him. I think Bullard's your starter opposite McKinney in pen, not in pencil. Brother Love, thanks for being the Care of the G Club member. How fun was Brazil aside from the loss? I had the best time. Oh, it was phenomenal. I actually just spoke with a good friend of mine who I haven't talked to since I got back. We were having a chat this afternoon and I was telling him how every aspect of that trip was a dream, except for the result of the game and Jordan's injury, obviously. But everything else was pretty magical, pretty incredible. And I can't wait for the Packers to go overseas again. And I know everyone bitches about it, and that's fine. You guys can bitch all you want. It's a great time. I love meeting Packers fans from around the world. Can't wait for the next one. Hopefully in Munich. That's what I'm pulling for. M, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. With Willis under center, it'll take some Matt LaFleur magic to get the job done. Go Pack Go. It will certainly take an efficient game. And I don't think, you know, there's no secret here that the Packers are going to want to stay in relatively friendly down and distances. The Colts know this, but that's kind of football, right? I think you'll see a lot less attempting to push the ball down the field, but I also think they're not going to be afraid to do that. Like, I also suspect that there will be plays drawn up or put in the game plan specifically to work off of looks where, yeah, we're dinking and dunking. We're trying to keep it, you know, somewhat, not going to say simple, but somewhat delineated for Willis so he doesn't have to think too much and just get the ball out of his hand. But then off of that, I suspect there will be a play or two where they try to take a shot. They try to take a deep shot because, look, Willis has got the arm. Like, his arm strength is not a problem. So I think, you know, a handful of times in this game, you'll see them take a chance that way. John Simatovich, what's up, man? Softball got canceled. I need something creamy and cold. Well, that's interesting because I just might have something that works for you.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be, so creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Doesn't take much to get me to play it. Does not take much. I'll listen to that song forever. I love it. Ryan, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think the NFL will crack down on the team's injury reports, i.e. CMC? Yes, with the 49ers subterfuge. No, I don't think that's much different than most gamesmanship and or budging that we've heard and seen throughout time and memoriam. I think they'll maybe get a slap on the wrist, but I doubt anything serious happens, like some kind of overhaul to the reporting system. I don't see that happening. But again, yeah, that, we'll see what the NFL does to the 49ers. Go Pack, what's up? Do you think our O-line and D-line are physical enough to compete for a championship? Is our O-line better than last year? I think they play better out the gate on Friday in Brazil than they did last year down in Chicago, and that was with David Bakhtiari. And I think, you know, David's obviously a future, or should be a future Hall of Famer. He's a five-time All-Pro, etc. But there's no doubt that I think 5-5, like, you know, left to right, if you talked about each and every performance, they were certainly up to the task of moving the football, putting points on the board. I think Zach Tom was hosed on his false start there, on the fourth down there on the initial, one of the early drives, where we saw the right tackle for the Chiefs do the exact same thing all night the night before and not get called. And this is the, you know, issue I have with the lack of consistency when it comes to the officials. But yeah, no, as far as the offensive line goes, were there moments where they didn't get things going early in the run game? Absolutely. But did they get things going later in the game? Way better in that regard than the first couple games last year. I think they're ahead of where they were at the start, out of the gate last year. Still got work to do, obviously. Definitely need more consistency from Josh Myers. Certainly need better play from Sean Ryan overall. I will be surprised if Jordan Morgan doesn't get a lot more kind of run in this game against the Colts. But yeah, overall, I mean, Elgton Jenkins, Zach Tom, pretty phenomenal. Rashid Walker's got some stuff to clean up, but even he had some really nice stretches. So yeah, are they physical enough? Are they good enough? Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And flipping it over on the defensive side, I don't doubt for a moment that, you know, that is one of, if not the best offensive line the Packers will face all year long. And if, you know, if you've watched the coverage of this game at this point, you know the Packers really wanted to stress keeping Jalen Hurts in the pocket. They did an excellent job of that right up until the final drive, essentially. But they were doing what they were asked to do. And I understand it's frustrating as a Packers fan when you watch him back there, the quarterback back there for, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds being able to look downfield. But for the most part, they did a nice job on the back end as well. So it just need to be a bit more consistent marrying the two together. They did a good job of getting off the field on third downs. You know, they executed the game plan that they were asked to execute. Are they physical enough? Are they good enough? Yes, absolutely. Jeezy baby, what's up? I wake up and require carry the G. It is a problem. Doesn't sound like a problem to me. It sounds like a good way to live. Nick, how are you, man? Colts were dead last in rush defense last week. Packers weren't much better at 23rd. Going to come down to which run defense is less stinky. I mean, that's part of it. Of course, you know, the issue here is that the Colts last week were scared to death of C.J. Stroud. They ain't going to be scared to death of Malik Willis. I think we all understand that this is going to be a very different approach from the Colts this week. Michael, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Do you see the NFL pushing to host a Super Bowl internationally? I know Goodell has talked about this before. He is, and the NFL has kind of set that trial balloon out once or twice to try and gauge public reaction, which obviously is never favorable. I doubt it happens anytime soon. Maybe at some point we get there, maybe a London Super Bowl or something like that, or, you know, maybe Brazil and Sao Paulo or Rio or even Argentina or something like that, South America, etc. I think 20 years down the line, maybe. I don't see that happening anytime soon, though. Jeff Smith, what's up, man? Random Packer, Ty Montgomery. Good one. The running back version. Thanks for all you do. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for your support. Continual support. Soder, how you doing, man? Who scored a sweet Whitehurst autograph today? It's an excellent question. If anybody was at the event, the Packers alumni event in Brilliant today, let us know. Because Soder's boy, Whitehurst, was there. Good times. Matthew, thanks again. On the O-line, how did you think Myers played? Better than the internet would have you believe, which is almost always the case with Josh Myers. Yes, it was inconsistent. Yes, there were a few really unfortunate plays. But overall, he had a solid game. Now, I do think if you want to get where the Packers want to get, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you need a lot more consistency from Josh Myers. And that's as nicely as I can put it. You know, the problem is you never know when he's going to suddenly short circuit and either, you know, miss a block or completely whiff on trying to get off a double team and get to the second level, or any other numerous issues where we've seen Josh kind of intermittently up and down throughout the last 2 years, right? You know, that rookie year, he was seemed to have a really promising start, and then he missed that second half of the season with an injury. You thought, okay, he comes back, he's going to get kind of his full plate of a rookie season, so to speak, that next year. But it's been nothing but inconsistency. And it's rough, man. It's rough because the goods are really good. And the level of his play when he's right is excellent. And you can win with that. You can win a lot of games with it. The Packers have. But, man, he is good for a handful of rough-looking plays each and every game. Steven, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Is there a real shot Love comes back next week? Sure sounds like it. I mean, that's what Matt LaFleur is trying to tell you. Hell, Matt LaFleur is trying to tell you there's a shot he comes back this week, which I don't believe. But, hey, I've been surprised before. As far as next week, sure feels like there is a legit chance that he could be out there. I mean, the fact that they didn't put him on injured reserve tells you that they don't think this is lasting more than 3 weeks, probably. So, yes, is there a chance? What's the Gandalf quote? Never was much hope, only a fool's hope. I think that's this week. But next week, yeah, a little less foolish. I mean, there's some real chances out there. What else we got here, folks? Go Pack Go from Coachella Valley. What's up, Allie? How are you? Go Pack Go from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Center position is undrafted. The 2020 O-line was near peak performance. The center is the tone setter. I don't get the undrafted bit. But yes, tone setter, no doubt. But here's the thing. That's why, you know, I'm always kind of reticent to rake Myers over the coals too much, because he does a nice job in the protection calls. Jordan Love has a great relationship with him. They seem to be really in sync together when it comes to sorting stuff out at the line of scrimmage. That's stuff that you don't really see, that doesn't come up on the tape as far as the execution of the plays, but that's a component of the position. And it certainly seems like, again, he's got a good grasp of that. And he and Jordan seem to work really well together. And that's not nothing, you know? Didn't Rodgers play with this same injury Love has? I don't know, Josh. Do you have the medical information? I don't. I hate this kind of conjecture and this stuff from the public. And it's, Josh, it's not a shot at you, but I've seen people comparing it to Favre. And, oh, Favre played with this. And, dog, are you a doctor? And, B, do you have access to the medical file? If not, no one knows. The only people who know are in the building. And suggesting that, oh, he's not playing, but Rodgers would have played or Favre would have played is folly. It's a fool's errand. Don't do it. It's ridiculous. You're completely flying blind. That's it. Oh, Captain, I fumbled that one. My bad. All good, brother. All good. Captain. See, you got it with this one. That's good. You can always count in Kraft, Yak, and Cheese. Wow. Wow. You got all of that one. That's really good. It was really well done. Barb never missed a game. Shut up. You never missed a game. That is true. And he threw for 5 touchdowns on a bum ankle. He also had several performances in that streak that the Packers probably, you know, would have been better without. So it is what it is. Make sure I don't miss any super chats. John, what's up? How soon till a Super Bowl on a streaming service? Exclusively? Man, when my kids have grandkids, maybe? I don't think that's ever an exclusive thing in my lifetime. Maybe my kids' lifetime, but yeah, I don't. I know everyone's all upset about Peacock and Amazon, whatever, but Super Bowl on one of those? Now, as a kind of companion to the broadcast? Yeah, maybe. Sure. Of course. But exclusively? Not anytime soon. Jeff, what's up? Random Packer, August Michael McCalshy. And he went to school where? Thanks for all you do. Oh, I believe that would be Penn State. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I don't know why you would throw that out there, Jeff. Amazing. Who wins tonight? I'm sure thankful for Thursday night footballs. Yeah, you know, I want to take the Bills, but Miami at home. I know they're dealing with injuries, whatever. But yeah, the Fighting McDaniels. That's where I'm at. You already can watch this game on Paramount Plus last year. Well, that was my point. Like, as in a companion, right? It's in addition to seeing it on CBS or whatever, right? But, like, exclusively on Peacock? Not anytime soon. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.